soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 11th, 2015. And I was waking this morning, I was prompted to this message, and I'm going to call this the contrast. And today, as this word goes forth, this is going to be absolutely stunning activity of God, that each individual person that hears this message is going to have a different experience from the contrast that goes forth. How is that possible? Today you're going to hear the Word of God and how it reacts and responds within you. There will be a contrast. Let me give you the definition as I'm looking at a dictionary right now. Contrast. To compare in order to show unlikeness or differences. Note the opposite natures or purposes, etc. The act of a contrasting, the state of being contrasted, a striking expedition of an unlikeness. So, do you know, darkness is not light. Red is not blue. There's a contrast. They're different. Bitter is not sweet. Going to read this to you. And note the contrast. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints or holy ones. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you were at one time darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving, demonstrating what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship, no partnership, no association with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, rather expose them. For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, contrast. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. We're going to go on, and I'm going to read to you some more from another portion. Don't despise this experience. Don't run, don't hide like Adam and Eve. Come to the Lord. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. God has given gifts of Jesus Christ for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, of the knowledge, the gnosis, the experience, the revelation of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, a complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Contrast. That we henceforth, from now on, from heretofore, be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, as I read this from a portion of Scripture, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of the mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have themselves, they've given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Read the headlines. But you've not so learned Christ. Contrast. Contrast. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Contrast. That you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Contrast, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. Contrast. Working with his hands the things which is good, that you may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Contrast. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Ladies and gentlemen, the living Word of God that comes sharper than any two-edged sword has just proceeded forth and has just exposed your state before the Lord. Praise the Lord. One of the purposes of my ministry is to take shock out of people why they went to hell. Why people wondered why they went to hell when they thought they were religious and they thought they had done good things. They thought they had prophesied and done great works. But Jesus said, I don't even know you. I don't know from whence you come. I don't know your origin because you're such a contrast. You're nothing like me, says the Lord. People are standing knocking at the door on the outside when the master, the Lord of the house, has arisen and shut to the door. This age is like musical chairs. The music of this age is ringing and sounding here and there. But the day comes when it's unplugged. No more sound, no more time, no more sin, iniquity. God cuts it off. And you're either in Christ or out of Christ. You're either in the new man that's been created by God in Jesus Christ, or you're the old man, full of sin and corruption. The appeal of the Lord, this last portion that I read to you, that you could be forgiven. This is why God has provided his only begotten Son to die for you as a living sacrifice to the Father, that his blood, the life was in his blood, the red blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was perfect, upright, a servant to his Father and blessed people, even holding children in his arms, died willingly, suffering at the hands of a religious people that rejected him. That you could be forgiven, that I could be forgiven. But you're going to have to come to him to let him wash you, cleanse you, and teach you. What I've just read to you was Ephesians chapter 5 from portions, as well as Ephesians chapter 4 from the scriptures. The Lord prompted me this morning to show this contrast where darkness is not light, bitter is not sweet, error is not truth. The kingdom of God is not the kingdom of the world. The false church, the bundles of people, religious people gathering together in iniquity and sin and vanity and worldliness, foolishness, disobedience, is not the ecclesia, the called out gathering of Jesus Christ. There's one body of Christ, and Jesus is the head of that body. Contrast. They don't have other lords. They don't have other masters. They don't have men that are religious that are hirelings or wolves, deceitful workers, using scripture, using the name of Jesus, but leading the people astray and feeding them leaven with their false doctrine, with their false hypocrisy, and their secret sins of adultery, pornography, and everything vile and wicked and contrary to the Lord. I say, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. He is holy and just and true. And his righteous judgments shall be made manifest in the earth. Praise the Lord. This is time to draw near to the Lord. Not be like Adam and Eve that saw they were naked and ran from the Lord. If you see this contrast, whether you don't bridle your tongue, your religion, your God-fearing is in useless, pointless, has no benefit. The mouth speaks what's in the heart. And if you have excrement coming out of your mouth, it's because there's excrement in your heart. And this is very clear what I'm saying right now, because this is the way Jesus tells it, like it is. You can put a nice facade, paint a nice front. You can take a sepulcher that has dead men's bones of a person that's not living but yet decaying, and you can make it look very nice and pretty and ornate, but it doesn't change the reality that death is nearby. You can either be dead in your sins, or you can be alive in God by grace and mercy of the Lord. Contrast. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land, the Lord said in Isaiah. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll not know these things. Contrast. Luke chapter 13, as I've shared previously, is the word of the Lord. When you go through that chapter of Luke 13, the Gospels, you'll see how Jesus was calling men to repentance. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you look at sin. You look at this varying types of sin that are in the earth today. And the Lord says, you think they're bad, and unless you all repent, you'll all likewise perish. God commands all men everywhere to repent. The Spirit of God confirms this message. The Spirit of God is convicting these words because it's not the words of a man. It's the words of God. Time is running out. Don't play roulette with death. Don't play Russian roulette with time. Don't walk the tightrope over hell, the abyss. Don't gamble, ladies and gentlemen. When the Lord knocks at your door, open it. When the Spirit of God draws you, run with Him. Because when He calls you, He will sanctify you, justify you. He will recreate you. He will make you a pleasing son in His sight, and that's what you want. He offers eternal life. But there is a fact of those that reject eternal life, they will have eternal judgment. Where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched, and this is not a metaphor. This is something that Jesus has proclaimed over and over and over and repeated, that you would know. He means what He says. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The Lord said in Luke 13, verse 6, He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on the fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I have dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that shall you cut it down. Ladies and gentlemen, this parable is alive and well today. God the Father has sent His Son Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has done and fulfilled the will of His Father, being executed, dying, becoming the sacrifice. And after 3 days, according to the Scripture, He was raised from the dead. And He has ascended into the right hand of the Father. And now Jesus said, As my Father has sent me, so I send you. Go into the world and preach the seed of the gospel unto all nations. And the Lord has done that. And the devil has done his work too. And sent His servants, and sowed His seed, and sowed among the wheat, the tares. The Lord's looking for fruit. The Lord's looking for Jesus Christ. He's looking, but He sees the contrast. He doesn't see Jesus. He sees people talking about Jesus, but where's the fruit? Where's the fruit? People that say, I know Jesus, I'm a disciple, I do religious things, I go to this church, that church. But they've violated, as we read, the contrast. They can't control their tongue. They're in sexual immorality. They put things in their mind. They're alienated from God. They're ignorant. They're just like the Gentiles that don't even know God. They're captive to abominations. But the Lord said, He that sins is a slave to sin, but he whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Contrast. Are you liberated in the power and life of Jesus Christ, or are you in bondage to the power of sin, death, and the devil? Contrast. Matthew 13. Jesus speaks about this. While men slept, His enemy came and sowed tares amongst the wheat and went His way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared also the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Then whence then has it tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Will you that we go and gather them up? No, he said, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. An enemy. Look up that word, ektros. It's the enemy to the government of God. This enemy is wicked, perverse, and hateful, and destructive. And he is doing his work in the earth. And God wants good seed, and he wants good fruit, and he wants a contrast. But the Lord is not seeing what he desires to see. Read Isaiah 5. Has not Israel and Judah fulfilled this exactly? Look at the father's vehement anger. I sowed good seed. I expected to see a good vine, but I came and saw it destructive and full of wickedness and terrors. Throw it down, destroy it, the Lord said. Same is true today. The enemy has sowed seed. He sowed seed through the media, the music, the entertainment, the education system, the governments, the religious world. The enemies at work through these vessels, the lying, the false brethren, the false ministries, the pseudo prophets, the false prophets, the false Christs, the false apostles, the false teachers, the false workers. They transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, but they're ravening wolves seeking to destroy people, and you better be on with the Lord. An enemy has done this, the Lord said. But at the end of harvest, the time of harvest, the music stops. The time stops. And the Lord sends his reapers, and first he bundles the tares, gathers them together and bundles them to burn them. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, sent the crowd of people that heard these things from Jesus, the varying hearts, the people with different encumbrances. There was covetousness, sexual immorality, pride, shallowness, fearfulness. Whatever the nature of their sin in their heart was, he sent them all away. Except he went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The end of the age. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear.